This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Gary Richards, also known as DJ Destructo, is credited for being the leader in electronic music in North America. He's a concert promoter, music executive, and a DJ. Destructo wears many hats and joins me to explain how he can juggle it all. Thanks for joining me, Gary.
Hello.
Where'd you come up with the name Destructo?
Came up with that name a long time ago, but let's just say that I destroy some dance floors, so that's where it came from.
When I saw Destructo, I thought of Dragon Ball Z and Krillin's Destructo Discs. So I thought it was a really cool name. I was hoping that's where it came from.
I've heard of that name before, but I've been Destructo since 1991.
Wow.
So I don't know if that was around then or not.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I think the 80s, but still, that's still pretty cool. So you've been DJing a long time, huh?
Yeah.
Where did it start off at?
High school, playing hip-hop records on turntables and, you know, breakdancing around my bedroom trying to do something.
You played with turntables, and then did you move to just computers? How did that work out, the transition?
I played with vinyl for years and years, and then around 2006, I think it was, when I started hard, I needed to start DJing again. Started actually with Ableton, which was really bizarre, and that's not really the best way to DJ, and then found out about CDJs, because I'd never used those before, but you could put them on vinyl mode and use them like turntables, and so since about 2007, I've been on CDJs.
I see you are also a concert promoter at one point. How'd you go from DJ, concert promoter, and actually you have a lot of titles, music executive. Where'd all that come from?
In the early 90s, Rick Rubin hired me to do A&R for him, kind of plucked me out of the club circuit scene to do A&R at Deaf American Records. So I worked with him all the way up till about 1997, 2000, where I had my own record label, always doing electronic music with Interscope and A&M. And then in, you know, around 2005, 2006, nobody bought records anymore, you know, plastic CDs. So I kind of had to figure something else out. So I switched back to what I originally was doing, was DJing and producing a concert, thinking that people would buy a concert ticket and come see the music that I wanted to promote. And then that kind of worked out pretty well.
So what concerts did you make? Was it only one or was there multiple?
The first one, it was called Hard New Year's Eve, and it was in L.A. It was on my birthday, and that was in 2007. And then I just kept building shows under the name Hard. Then we had Hard Summer, Hard 13, Hard Day of the Dead, Haunted Mansion, just kept building and building.
Man, so you see electronica music as a big business. Not a lot of people see it as that. How'd you know that there's money to be made here?
Well, I never really went into it to try to make money. It's more just a passion. I just loved the music, and it kind of turned into what it is. I mean, I thought in the early 90s it was going to be as big as it is now. So for me, it was kind of like a 20 years of no success. And then finally, like, everything just kicked in and people figured it out. So I've kind of learned in my life that sometimes it's not always best to be first to the party, but nevertheless, people finally figured it out and it worked. But it wasn't really a designed plan to, you know, oh, this is going to be a very lucrative business. It was just more that this style of music resonates with me and what I'm passionate about, and I stuck with it.
When it comes to EDM, there's so many different genres within that big umbrella. How did you know which one was going to be the one? Or is everything EDM-wise is good?
Definitely everything EDM-wise is not good. And I would put it into two types of electronic music. I would say there's the good kind and there's the bad kind. And luckily for me, because I'm a DJ and that's kind of what I know, I can figure out the difference between the two without really having to ask other people.
That's a good point. But I think to myself, there are always those, I don't know, like dubstep. That's always been, I think, kind of on the teeter of good or bad. Some people will say it's excellent music, and then there are others who say this is garbage. But who's to say that it's garbage? I mean, isn't it subjective to the audience itself?
Yeah, of course. And also in music, just, you know, it could be the best, you know, the most skilled, produced, musical person making the music ever, and it could be not successful at all, and it could be someone who can't do anything and could have a massive hit. So, you know, quality doesn't always necessarily equal success when it comes to music, but it's all personal taste. So I'm just lucky that people like what I like, and I've been able to turn people on to a lot of great music over the years.
So I know that you've been DJing for a long time. You've been making concerts and doing all this other stuff. So I'm curious, club scenes, rave scenes, did those influence where the music head to?
Yeah, I mean, everything comes out of the clubs. You know, the DJs on the ground floor are always bringing up new music that, you know, gets to the mainstream. I mean, now electronic music's in everything. I mean, if you make music in, you know, 2020, you're probably making it on a computer.
That's true. That's a good point. I'm a little bit curious about one of your music festivals, the AMF, the All My Friends in 2018. So what influenced you to start this festival?
I sold my Nation in 2012, and then in 2017, I fulfilled my contract there, and I moved to a new company, Lifestyle, which was formerly SFX, and we created some new brand, and I wanted to, you know, the only thing that resonated with me was, what could I do that really mattered? And I think through all the events and places I've been, I've met so many people through music, and I want to continue that to bring people together through music. So it just, the name kind of just fit.
I do like the name, All My Friends. It sounds like something you can make friends while you're there. New friends, I mean, you know?
Yeah, always. New and old.
When it comes to your type of events, what genres do you put into your events? Is it all type of electronic music, or is it specific ones?
You know, we try to keep it. Right now, I'm you know, house music. It's kind of a big thing. I mean, it always has been over the years, but it seems like it's, you know, trying to keep it in that lane. It could be old school, like Felix the House Cat kind of house, or new school guys. But we have, you know, some, you know, last year we had Jhené Aiko performed, and we had Jamie XX. And so it's more like just kind of, I always think, what artists could I put together? It's kind of like a salad. When you're making a salad, you got to have the right amount of olive oil, vinegar, lettuce, tomato, you know, and it's all got to work together. So it's, I'm DJing the DJs or the artists and trying to come up with an interesting way to present a basket of these artists together to make a full weekend of quality music that you can party to.
So you're going to be performing at Spring Awakening this year, and I heard that you're going to have your own curated stage. How'd you know that this is the kind of stage you wanted to do?
Well, at our other festivals that we run within our company here, Lifestyle, I usually have an All My Friends stage at each one, and then I try to bring in kind of the new young house music producers that are coming up. So this year at Spring Awakening, I've got Dombreski, Matroda, Dylan Nathaniel, Noizu, and Mysteria, and I'll play there as well. So it's kind of like, you know, if you want to hear banging house music, come on over to All My Friends. I think we're on the Saturday.
Gary, thank you so much for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
All my social media is at Destructo AMF. It's at Destructo AMF. And I also have a radio show on Thursday nights. You can check on my SoundCloud and on some other radio networks, but we'll leave that up in the air.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.